Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment. Well, the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranchers Tour is coming up at Bertram Ranches in Stillwater on the 19th and 20th of June. Clay Bertram tells us more about this special event.
As we talk about building a better beef system, what does it mean on your ranch and on Clay Bertram's ranch? And as we really talk about sustainability as we build this beef system, we know that in the beef production systems, we're doing more with less as we evolve.
Sign up is free. To learn more and find more information, go to trustinbeef.com.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served the Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingman. For Corporation Commission.
Authorized by the Canada Port Canada Committee. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a connected future to 11 Broadway to Oklahoma 735325-0679-3500.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest made some good progress in most regions over the weekend. Rain showers in parts of the Panhandle region delayed harvest on dry land production, but producers are hopeful to get moving again a little bit later this week. Some light showers in other parts of western Oklahoma and southern Oklahoma delayed producers in some parts, but for the most part didn't really hinder combines from rolling in over the weekend in those areas. Elevator locations reporting a lot of movement in all areas. Harvest still moving from the Oklahoma-Texas border to the Oklahoma-Kansas border, with larger percentages completed in southwest, western, and central Oklahoma. Oklahoma Wheat Commission now calling wheat harvest for the state around 55% complete. Take a look at the southwest and western Oklahoma area for Altus, Roosevelt, Lone Wolf, and Hobart. A large amount of progress was made in these areas over the weekend. Test weights have dropped slightly this week, but still holding around that 60-plus average for the entire region. Yields reported is ranging from the low 40s to mid-50s. Some higher intensely managed wheat making the low 60s to low 70s. Proteins in the region around 9 to 14%, and protein average for the region coming in 11.5%. These locations about 70% complete. For central Oklahoma in El Reno, producers made a great deal of progress in this region. Yields in the region ranging from mid-40s to the mid-50s for the most part. Test weights around 60 pounds per bushel and above. Proteins varying across the board from 9 to 13%. More higher than lower proteins reported for the region, calling the average around 11.5 to 12%. This location also about 70% complete. For northern Oklahoma, in the Burlington area, a lot of movement took place. Test weights around 59 to 62 pounds per bushel, depending on variety. Most test weights are still 60 pounds per bushel and above. Yields from the low 40s to mid-50s for the most part are being seen there. Fields that struggled due to lack of rain earlier had been abandoned, so those numbers are not included in this report. Proteins being reported at 11.2 to 11.5%, and this location about 30 to 40% complete. For the Panhandle, rains in these regions have delayed harvest over the weekend. It's thought that producers might start getting into irrigated wheat by the end of this week. Dryland yields being reported from high 20s to mid-40s, depending on rainfall and management practices. Test weights from 60 to 61 pounds per bushel, and proteins from 12.5 to 13%. These locations reporting at 10% complete. For northeast Oklahoma and Afton and Miami, harvest made a good start. Yields in the hard red winter reported at 60 to 70 bushels per acre. Yields on the soft red winter around 70 to 90 bushels per acre. Test weights 58 to 60 pounds per bushel, with some higher test weights being reported as they get into some better wheat. No proteins yet for this region. In this region, 40% of all production will be hard red winter, and then 60% will be that soft red winter. Those locations at 30% complete. You've got farm news. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.